nerves you're back in North America?
I mean, I don't really would put it on North America. I think that that stuff that happened to me this year could happen anywhere else, exact the same thing. And the only thing I can do is stay positive at it. I was in good hands here with the recovery program, and I started feeling good already. So I should be good for next year.
What are your plans for next year? What are you looking to do, stay here or go back?
I'm not sure. I think it's too early now to say that. We got to look at the progress. I got to talk to my agents throughout the summer, and then we got to negotiate and look what we're going to do next year.
It was easy to lose track of what happened to you. Take us through the injuries. Do you list them? Can you remember them all?
Yeah, I remember them. I mean, that's the chance I was looking for since I was a kid. And for some guys, it turns out to happen early, and I had to wait almost like 13 years of pro to get here. And then all of a sudden, you get the chance. And I mean, you can't change stuff like that. That's always going to happen, and you just have to bounce back. When I started the year, I got that hit in Toronto in my first game. I separated my collarbone, broke my rib, and that's what kind of started all that. Came back at 8 to 9 weeks therapy and came back, played a couple games, and then I got hit by a buck on a PP practice, so broke my jaw. It's just not the way it should be, and I'm looking forward. I think I got a whole lot of the injuries out of the way this year. I want to put it that way. Yeah.
Saying that, does that kind of add to the possibility of coming back for you next year? Thinking, you know what, that now that you went through the injury side of it, maybe you can have a real shot at this.
Well, one positive thing I obviously bring from that year is that I proved that I can play in that league. I proved that I can keep up with the guys in the NHL. I had fun in the preseason when I was healthy, and then it was just a weird progress because you come to a new country, new style of hockey, and then right at the start of the year when everybody's picking up pace, you get hurt and you miss those 10 weeks, you got to run after them the whole year, and that's what happened. Maybe I put a little bit too much pressure on myself, forcing to play again, but I see the positive side of it. I'm looking forward to next year, and I'm pretty sure good things going to happen.
So there was the collarbone, the jaw.
That jaw, and now it's just a lower body injury. It's nothing to be too concerned of. I talked to my therapist. Everything is going the right way, and if we look towards recovery, and I should be good to train full out in the summer.
What kind of feedback did you get from friends and family back home as these injuries piled up? What were they saying?
Yeah, obviously, everybody was hoping for me to make it, and everybody was supporting me throughout my whole career. Everybody that put positive influence in me, I want to thank right here. And I'm still not giving it up. It's going to be another year. It's going to be coming. It's injuries. You have to deal with it as a professional athlete, and it's going to go the other way now.
What can you say about your first year in Winnipeg?
It was nice. I liked it. I liked the people here. It was a very friendly atmosphere. I got helped out a lot, so that simplified a whole lot of things for me, especially after a year like that. You know as a player when you're hurt, when you're not playing, how much the team takes care of you, and I appreciate all they did for me, and I wish I could pay him back somehow.
It sounds like you'd like to try again, but I guess you need an invitation. You don't have a contract, right?
No, I don't have a contract. Of course, I'm gonna be wanting to play in the NHL until the day I quit, and that's why you play for. You want to improve every year. You want to improve every day. And I don't know. It's not much I can say right now. I just hope I wake up better tomorrow.
Coming from Austria, what were the biggest differences you noticed between hockey there and hockey here in North America?
Well, the biggest difference from Europe to North America is just the smaller ice surface. Everything happens a split second earlier. But I thought I handled it pretty good. I got used to it pretty quick throughout the preseason. And then, then it was injuries. It was bad luck. And to play on that level, you have to be in the best possible shape to prove that you can stay here.
From what you saw, why did this team struggle so much?
Well, it was hard. I mean, we knew it from the start of the year. We have a young team. I thought on paper we had a pretty good team as far as we started into the season, but it's a learning progress. It might be something positive for all the young guys. I mean, that was the first time for me since 7 years not making playoffs. So it's a whole lot different. You don't want to be in that situation. I hope it's gonna give all the players on the team an edge for next year, and because now everybody should know why we played it for.